Yeah, this is Michael Sky with the Vision Force Academy, and tonight I'm on the phone with Barbara Thompson. Barbara is a member of the Vision Force Academy. She's a friend of mine. She's an ambassador in our current Vision Force 101 program, and Barbara has attended our boot camp. In fact, it was just last March she attended our boot camp, had a profound impact on her life, and so tonight on tonight's call is just a call about getting to know Barbara, someone who I see is really living life as a visionary, you know, really just, you know, and by visionary, what I mean is simply living with the kind of inner guidance or the kind of vision that just naturally calls you into heroic action. And heroic action simply being, you know, choosing to take the kinds of actions that you might not otherwise take. You know, like when there's fear, doubt, or some other negative emotion or pain that might typically have led you in another direction or led you to compromise in your life, heroic action is facing that pain, that fear, whatever it is, and acting in line with your vision and your values. That, to me, is heroic action. And really, in my view, the future of the world, you know, civilization, mankind, the way we relate to each other and ourselves and our lives will change so dramatically in a positive way the more each of us can just come to a place where we're living life with that kind of vision, living life as an everyday, real-life visionary. So, Barbara, welcome.
Thank you, Michael.
First, Barbara, I'd just like to, you know, let people get to know you. So, you know, maybe you could just give us some of your vital stats there. You know, where do you live? What do you do?
Okay. I live in Bridgewater, Massachusetts. I've been a nurse for over 20 years. Currently, I'm a nurse manager of a geriatric behavioral unit. I've worked at a prison. I've worked VAs. I've worked at mostly big systems. And on the side of that, I have a counseling practice. I love to run. I love to be outside and walk. I love interacting with people, absolutely, watching people, getting into their lives, talking with them. You know, when I see another visionary that doesn't even know they're a visionary, they're the one I want to talk to. So I have a daughter, 31 years old. I have two small grandchildren. I'm married. I've been married to the same man, and I'm madly in love with him now for over 22 years. My life is good, Michael. My life is really good.
So, Barbara, you know, you're someone who's not new to the world of, you know, self-growth and investing in yourself or, you know, the spiritual side of life, right?
No, I spent a long time in meditation, like doing daily meditation. In fact, I still do that. Studied Buddhism. I was involved in 12-step programs for over 17 years. I've done a lot. I use Holosync now daily. I've done a lot of programs. I've done Landmark.
So, you know, so Barbara, you know, about a year ago, you know, before you found out about Vision Force Academy or what we do here, you know, just tell us, like, you know, some of what your life was like. Like, what was an average, you know, week? What was maybe some of the areas of your life, just kind of explain where you were at this point in your life.
Okay. About a year and a half ago, I was at work, and I had heard about the Landmark Forum there. And I was in a job that I did because I was impressed with my boss. I didn't choose to do that job for myself. I chose to do that job to be in relationship with my boss, who I found to be very interesting. So I did that. I got all dressed up. I bought the car. I did everything I had to do for that job, and I kind of had a Buddhist take on it. Like, I'm doing this just because I can do it, you know. And so I stepped into that. And lots of times I'd spend my time there, realizing that I was enduring it just to prove that I could endure it, and that wasn't working for me. Like I said, I did Landmark. I started to come really alive inside. But there was something about it that wasn't working for me internally. Like, I couldn't let myself go to it completely. And then I met you, Michael, And I think that there was something going on in Maine that I was kind of toying around with going to, and I never got there. But I started the Vision Force program in November, and my life downshifted in a way that that's been second to none in my entire history. I just went to a gear that I could really make things happen in my life. I completed the Vision Force program, I think, in January. My husband and I went away on vacation, and from that vacation, I started to really employ the principles of the Vision Force, and our lives are just amazing ever since. Like, we've been just transforming, like, daily. So, I don't know how far you want me to go with this. I can just keep going.
Okay, well, let's talk about the Vision Force program. Let's talk about Vision Force 101. It's a program that happens over conference calls and happens over the internet.
Right.
And what are some of the big insights that you got or the big breakthroughs that you got in your life?
Well, I got honor. That was huge for me. You know, I've been able to stand in the face of lots of things, and like I said, I called it endurance before, but I didn't have that sense of, I didn't know exactly what honor was. I know that I had stood for things a lot in my life, but I didn't have it coupled with love and all of the things that honor entails, you know, standing in the face of, taking a stand and all of that. It just hadn't gelled together for me. It was there, but it wasn't complete. And when I started to hear you talk about heroes, and I started to get in touch with my own heroes, and saw my husband as a hero, and my daughter, all these people in my life, I just started to stand up straighter. You know, my gut all my life felt kind of like I had strong words and a bit of personal strength, but my gut was weak. And as I went through the Vision Force program, I could feel my gut. I don't know if anybody knows anything about, you know, energy and that kind of healing stuff, but my gut started to become stronger and stronger and tighter. And from there, I could speak much more powerfully and really make things happen on Earth, not just in my imagination. So I got that I was a dreamer in isolation or a doer in isolation. And when I brought those two things together, like what happened on our vacation last January, we really started to create a whole new life for ourselves. So we dream and do at the same time.
So give me an example of some of the things that happened after the Vision Force 101 program, like some of those things for you.
My husband and I looked at our lives, and we decided that the home that we live in wasn't exactly suited for the kind of life that we wanted to be living. Like, we want to live on vacation all of the time. So we decided to sell our home and move to another area, which has taken a very long time to actually manifest, but that's happening as we speak. So that's huge. But most important to me is what's happened in my relationships. You know, this may be difficult for me to put into words, but I had a fairly good relationship with my daughter, but there seemed to be areas of it that were vacant. And by doing the hero exercise with her, those vacant areas are completely gone. We stand shoulder to shoulder and look at life together now. It's an amazing thing. My mother kind of would take on a victim stance in life, and by our interactions and me not feeding into that anymore or not even taking care of her, just standing for her, our life has changed. Our whole family, it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. My father died this past May, and I was able to stand for him as he passed, stand by him, and also be in the truth about some parts of the difficult parts of our relationship just before he died. The healing that I got from that and the feeling of honor was absolutely amazing. And the basis of all of what I did in terms of those relationships I got from the Vision Force program.
So, Barbara, I'd like to hear a little bit about your boot camp experience. And then what I'd like to hear about is just some of the stories in your life, like the things that you do, what you're up to, and what your vision is.
Okay.
So, you know, after January, you graduated from the Vision Force 101 program.
Mm-hmm.
You signed up for the boot camp.
I signed up for the boot camp early. Other people see me as impulsive, but I think I'm extremely intuitive, and I just know what's right for me right away when I see it. So I signed up for the Vision Force, boot camp pretty early on. I knew it was what I wanted to do. So I'll go ahead, Michael.
No, you go ahead. You're doing great.
No, I'll go ahead. So I got to the boot camp, and I was feeling really good. I knew something big was going to happen to me. I had no idea what it was because I pretty much plumbed the depths of my soul inside and out for the past 25, 30 years that I didn't know what would be, you know, what would be left to be found out. And I got there and the
You mean you'd done so much inner work with yourself and
I'd done a whole lot. And you know, I felt pretty confident in myself, but there was still the first night of the boot camp, I got up in front of the room. We were asked to talk a little bit, and I didn't know what was going to come out of me, but at that time, 50 years old, I felt and expressed at that time that a part of me was flat or, like, asleep, or I knew that there was something in me that was bigger than what I was being then, and I wasn't going to stand for me going to my grave with that part unexpressed. And I knew it was there. I'd known it's there all my life, and I never had access to it. All the therapies I had done were dancing around it, always dancing around it, you know, never quite getting to the absolute essence of my being. I understood how I did this. I understood why I did that. But I didn't get, you know, me. I didn't get me and all that I was. So I got up and I said that the first night, and I had no idea where that would take me at all. And you know, we went through the boot camp, and I was sitting there, rapt attention through the whole thing, participating full on, you know, just getting up, doing my stuff. And the last day, I got who I am, like my I that had been asleep my whole life was more awake than I had ever been. And I have to say this, that it remains awake to this day. And I know how I create that every day, and I'll get into that in a little while. But so there I was. You know, there I was standing up the last night, you know, speaking about honor like I had lived it my whole life. And I actually had, but it was sort of under the cover of shame and guilt and self-doubt and fear and all kinds of stuff. Today I feel fear just about every day. And it doesn't, you know, it doesn't stop me. Fear is like an opportunity now for me to feel honor.
Mm.
And
say more about that, Barbara.
Well, I've chosen to really take my life on and not settle for anything less, like no compromise with any of my values. And my values are radiant health, loving relationships, financial independence, and rewarding work. So every decision I make throughout each day either takes me to those values or away from those values. When I make decisions that take me away from those values, my life is comfortable, and I tend to have a little bit of underlying or a lot of underlying suffering that's kind of diffuse, if you will. When I stand for my values, I get fear straight on. like the magnitude of who I am sometimes causes me to take a step back. And what I see that I'm about taking on in life scares me because I've never been there before. I've never been so full out. And so I stand in the face of that. And every single time that I stand in the face of that, my life gets bigger. My relationships get better. It's an amazing thing.
Barbara, I'd like to explore a little bit the relationship between fear and that feeling of honor in this sense of expansion and growth that you have in your life. And, you know, I think all of us could pretty much relate to how true it is that we tend to create situations in our life that are comfortable. We find friends that, you know, that we're generally comfortable around them, a work situation that generally makes us comfortable. You know, we pick goals that generally, they're within our comfort zone. And, you know, our belief system, everything that we have tends to be, you know, tends to help us maintain some sense of inner comfort or stability or safety or psychological safety or what have you. And what you're saying is that you're feeling fear now on a daily basis.
Yes.
You know, how, you know, obviously, you know, as we head into anything unknown, fear is quite natural for human beings. Simply, you know, if you're any kind of animal, in fact, and you have a certain level of awareness, you know, you're familiar with your territory, your environment, and then all of a sudden you're put into a completely different reality, or you're venturing into a totally unknown zone, fear is natural. So you're saying that you experience, you know, decent amount of fear on a regular basis, right?
Yeah.
And how do you see that that relates to how much of the feeling of honor that you're feeling on a daily basis?
I think it's a direct relationship. It's an absolute direct relationship. Where the fear is, the honor is right there for me. And there's always more love in my life on the other side of the fear that I stand in the face of. So now, even though it's still scary and it seems to keep getting, the challenges keep getting bigger, let's put it that way, the more I stand in the face of fear, the bigger my life gets. The more love I experience, the more deep my relationships are, it just keeps opening my life up. It's like,
so tell us about something scary you've done recently that, you know, just for you, maybe for someone else, it might not have been scary, or for someone else, it would have been terrifying, but for you, that fear did come up, and the action you took or the path that you walked might have been different than what you would have done before.
Right. When I got out of the boot camp, I knew that I was compromising on my life by keeping in the job that I was in. And so I went to work as soon as I got out of the boot camp, and I was quitting. And, you know, I compromised, and I was able to cut back and not work full-time but still work there. And I figured that I was, you know, had made an upgrade, but, you know, I could hang on and work 4 days a week now. It wasn't taking me all of my time. And over the past 4 weeks, 5 weeks, I totally get that being in my job is a major compromise on who I am. I have no other job really to go to. I don't know how my vision is going to play out, although I do know what my vision is. We're in the middle of moving, and I resigned from my job last week in the face of everybody and everything. And I can't tell you the amount of honor I feel, and part of me is going, are you nuts? You know, but 95, 99% of me knows where honor takes me, so I'm willing to take the big jump and or to face the big fear. And so here I am.
And so you said something about, you know, when you were at the boot camp, you know, you really knew that job was a compromise for you. And, you know, and a lot of us in life, like, you know, if we only knew what was right for us, we would leave our job, or we would follow our passion, or we'd leave a certain relationship, or we'd move to a different place, or we'd, you know, start a new relationship, or, you know, we do these things. But a lot of times there's that inner doubt, that sense of like, how can I know that this is right for me, this relationship, this opportunity, this whatever it is. And there's lots of things that we do to try to know, to make 100% sure that this is right for us.
Right.
And maybe that never happens. Like, we never get to that place of knowing. So how, you know, what are your thoughts on that? How do you know?
That's why I compromised when I came out of the boot camp. You know, I took a stand, but then I compromised because I did not know. I did not know what, you know, my life would look like after I stopped working or what my finances would look like. Now I have practiced standing in the face of fear so many times and seen where it takes me that I completely trust that standing in the face of this is going to take me to a bigger life.
Mm.
I completely trust it. And my, because every atom, molecule, and cell of my being is alive with life now. It wasn't ever like this before.
So you're basically trusting in following that feeling of honor, right?
Yes. It guides me through each and every day. I can tell now instantly when I've compromised. Something mm. happens. My energy turns away. I don't feel as good. Something is telling me when I don't feel like I'm feeling right this minute, I'm compromising. And I don't know if you can feel how I'm feeling right this minute, but I'm on.
So largely, you know, that feeling of honor, it's kind of like a needle for you, like a needle on a compass. It's like a bearing of true north or of like what's right for you, right?
Absolutely. That's how it works for me. And my body is what tells me. It's like my body is like a sensory device that lets me know when I'm on it and when I'm off of it.
You know, I want to play devil's advocate here for a minute because I know there's a lot of people, you know, who might listen to this and, you know, like, well, that sounds different or that sounds weird or,
yeah.
You know, you know, like the way that we do things here in the West is we, you know, we research it, we think about it, maybe we see what other people think about it, we get opinions and we get approval, and we do all these things to, you know, to make sure that it's okay that we take this step and go in a certain direction in our life. And, you know, but bottom line, what it comes down to for a lot of us is what we are stopped by is fear.
Right.
So there's a certain sense of, you know, there, you know, when you value something, you know, you want something or you sense that something would be great for you in your life, but yet stepping out to get it involves that feeling of fear.
Right. Well, fear,
and what we'll do,
excuse me.
Go ahead.
Fear is definitely a physical feeling, but that doesn't stop me now. So that's not the kind of feeling that I'm talking about. It's an inner knowing. Honor is an inner knowing, and it feels like self-love, and it feels like love of other people.
Mm.
And that moves me beyond fear, right into.
So now, Barbara, you said, I was talking to you earlier, you said you felt this feeling all your life, right?
Yes.
So what's the difference? I mean, what if this is a natural feeling, if this is something that's there for us anyhow, why take a Vision Force program or go to a boot camp? What difference does that make?
It makes a difference for me because I can create honor every day now. Before, it just happened. You know, it happened kind of by accident in my life, and I didn't realize what created it. I just knew that I felt it sometimes, and I didn't have a word for it. It just had that very upright, you know, strong feeling, like planted, strong, I know who I am, I know what I stand for. But I didn't have any of these words for it. So by taking, by being in the program and continuing to live in the program, I get to be there every day at my choice.
So, so someone listening to this audio, imagine like, going through your life and, you know, maybe you have a normal life, a quote unquote normal life,
right.
And you're doing what you do and you make the decisions you do and, you know, life goes on and you wake up the next day and do it all over again. But what if inside you, there were these natural inner guidance, self-guidance mechanisms? Like, what if there really was such a thing as a feeling called honor that could guide you powerfully? I mean, powerfully. Like, you would feel it in the moment and know when something was right for you. What if that was possible? And what if that was natural for human beings? Wouldn't that be a really powerful way to live your life?
Well, Michael, it isn't what if for me anymore. It is. That is how life is.
So You know, now, Barbara, what about, you know, a lot of people will seek some kind of guru or some kind of philosophy or some, you know, something that tells them exactly what's right and wrong for them. Mm-hmm. And then they'll live their life by that. You know, how does someone who has, you know, lived their life inside of maybe a paradigm or a belief system that is not, that it really has not served them, you know, it's like when they go to step out on their own, there's, again, the guilt, the doubt, the shame, the fear. What does honor have to, you know, how does that relate to...
Well, that's what you're talking about there, Michael, is exactly what I got at the boot camp. I got the I in me that is the I to the core of me. Mm. And that's what I got. And there's nobody that knows about me or my life or that can tell me what to do for me or impose themselves on me at all. I mean, my eye is so clean and so clear within me that it gets expressed in the world. And
when you say your eye, what do you mean?
The sense of myself, the love of myself, the honor of myself. I can share it only in words and images, and I see this beautiful horse, like dappled gray mare, out on an open field, and she is full of life. She's muscled. She's full. She's not a skinny, scrawny horse at all. She stands there, and she's alert to all of the environment. She sees for miles around, and the field is completely open to her. And she feels so much power in herself that she knows that she can go in any direction that she wants to travel. And she trusts her body and her mind and her sight to the point where there's nothing else that's needed. She is completely self-sufficient.
So, yeah, it's really powerful. It's really
that's
powerful.
What I get. That's what I see when I see it. I can't come to words to describe.
What you're really talking about is just a sense of self, right?
Powerful self.
We all have some sense of self. We have some idea about who we are. I think what you're saying is that you have such a powerful sense of who you really are, and that's what's made such a huge difference.
That's true, and that's what I got at the boot camp. That thing that that vision that I just described was something that was outside of myself before. I could see the power. I could see the beauty. I could see, you know, all the muscles and all of that stuff. I could see the alertness. But it wasn't me. It was outside of me or covered over in me, however you want to put it. But
it was maybe like something you could be or achieve someday.
Maybe. You know, there was no road from me to that. Before the boot camp, it was just
okay. So Barbara, tell me. I'm going to ask you maybe a little bit more about your boot camp experience in a few minutes, but let's talk about some of the actual processes or techniques that are, you know, done inside of the Vision Force 101 program, and some that are done inside of the boot camp. You know, and you say that you've come back to your life, and you basically walk this path in your life on a daily basis. Like, you live true to yourself or your eye or your vision.
Right.
Can you tell us, you know, some about those, you know, how you've used some of those tools in your life?
Right. I have a daily plan for my life. It's not a rigid plan, but I meditate every day, I run every day, and every day I write. And the writing calls me out. The running is something I've done for years, so it's kind of, it keeps me in very good shape, but it's not so much of a challenge. When I confront myself in writing every day, that is a challenge for me, and I don't keep it a secret. I don't journal all by myself here at my house. Everything I write to be read. I write it so that somebody else will get it, because that's how I get it, is writing it clearly enough that somebody else will get it. So that is a hugely powerful tool for me.
So where does that, how does that have to do with the Vision Force Academy or what we're
up to? I learned the art of verbal integration.
Inside of Vision Force 101, right?
That's right. That's right. And those, you know, I always wrote before, but the distinctions that I got inside the Vision Force program and the boot camp, like, there's something about it that, yeah, I always wrote before, but now I write. You know? Now, now I write for the honor that there is to be had in the writing. Everything I do in my life is that I do for the honor that there is to be had in it. And that's why I run. Like, I get a kick out of being an elder lady out there running every day. You know? The gray
hair. Yeah, it's really powerful.
Yeah, I get a kick out of that.
So verbal integration, so not just writing, but writing in a certain way that calls you, it calls you forth, right?
Right. It calls me out. It calls me into action. It calls me into an upgrade. It calls me into honesty. It calls me into exposing where I might be hiding out in my ego a little bit or a lot. And I know those are terms that you don't use, Michael, but that's what I call it.
Okay, great. So kind of a self-coaching. All right, well, let's talk about another tool. Maybe, you know, you shared with me one time, Barbara, after you'd used one of the tools that we use, you'd use that inside of your coaching practice, right?
Yes.
Or consulting or...
Yes. I call it counseling. I've had a counseling practice, like I said earlier, for about 20 years. And, well, I came out of the boot camp and I was a little timid about using it because I wasn't adept with the wording and that kind of thing, but I did have a new client come to me, and, you know, he was talking about his wife and, you know, the problems in his marriage, and I had him take a stand right there. And, Michael, I saw what happened to me at the boot camp happen to him, like, in seconds, you know, and he's looking at me like, who are you? How can you get me to feel this way? So I did that, and then I've also used the vision, the more I see, and then the more I see that, and people just take that away, and they create their lives right there on the spot in front of me. And 3 months later, they come back, and they're still working their vision. It's beautiful.
Can you share maybe a specific situation to give us an example of what you mean?
Another one of my clients who came to me severely abused and living inside of fear and shame and self-doubt, she's another beautiful mare out on the field today because of the vision. You know, she was able to roll her vision out right in front of her, right with me by, you know, I'm not going to say what she said, but by the time she had gone on with it for a few minutes, like, she got her life. She got her life. She got who she is. She got that she wasn't a victim. She got that while an abuse happened to her, she is not a victim of, you know, she doesn't live inside that victim thing. She lives inside of honor. Honor for herself. She stands for herself. She feels her feelings, and she keeps creating more vision every day. That's how best I can answer that. And, you know, she's moved on to no job to now a $50,000 a year job, no car to a BMW, no, you know, it's just amazing to watch her grow in front of me.
So it's, you know, what it comes down to, Envision is just another tool of self-guidance, like natural self-guidance. And,
right.
You know, we grow up inside of a world where everyone else, you know, from a young age, is basically functioning as our guide, or they'd like to, right? From our teachers to our parents to our principal to our boss to our, you know, the policemen, the government authorities, religious authorities, on and on and on and on. Everyone's got an idea for how they would like us to live our life, what they'd like us to do. And it sounds like, you know, the vision exercise and taking a stand and these other processes that you're simply turning on to other people are like, you know, it's simple,
it's so
practical, and what it really does is awaken them to their own greatness and sense of inner guidance, right?
Right, it does. And it does it right on the spot. Like, they get it right on the spot. It's instant.
So, you know, vision is something that we go into, that we introduce inside of the Vision Force 101 program, and then course, you get to practice it in real life day after day at the boot camp. Maybe you can tell us, Barbara, a little bit about some of the times when we went into vision as an exercise at the boot camp. Of course, you weren't there on the fourth day of the boot camp is actually an implementation workshop that is recommended but optional. And so you missed actually a lot of doing that exercise there. But it sounds like you've quite got it down.
Well, we did it every morning, I think.
So maybe you can tell us like some of what your experience was with in those mornings.
The mornings are fabulous. We get up and go outside for a run. Well, and running in the dark, deer ran across the street right in front of me. Running with a bunch of other people of like mind was honor in itself, you know, just being out there, some people walking, some people doing the best that they can. That was phenomenal. And then later we'd go back and face to face.
And in silence and with a certain kind of focus, right?
Right, definitely with a focus, not just out there running without a focus, no. And when we did the vision exercises in the morning, we'd be face-to-face with another person in the group, eyeball-to-eyeball, and we'd say who I am, what I see, and this is what I did anyway. And, Michael, every day my vision kept getting bigger. Like the first day and the second day, my vision was inside my comfort zone. By the third day and the fourth day, my vision was off the planet. And you know, and that's where I've continued to live. Like that's what I see now. I see, you know, global, universal things. I see infinity now. So
when you say vision, I mean, how is that different? Your vision, how is your what you see? How is that different than a dream or an idea that you've had in the past?
Oh, my vision is something that it's like the writing. It keeps calling me out. As I look at my vision, it calls me to do something. Like, I can't just have my vision and then go to work. I can't have my vision and deny it. Now there's an energy to it that pulls me into action. And even sometimes I judge myself as not being enough action, but it continually calls me into action. And, you know, I don't know where to go with that, but that's what happens to me. It's still moving me, you know, and I keep creating new vision. Anywhere I get anywhere near close to what I saw like a month ago, and something new pops out in front of me. Like I see more, and then I see even more than that. So this is an evolving, dynamic thing. It's not something that you see once and you go, oh, yeah, I'm going to create that store for myself, you know. It's not that for me. It keeps pulling me into greater and greater sense of my own reality, and greater vision for the entire world. And I don't want to hear
So Barbara, I mean, you really live as a visionary in life. You know, just for everybody who may be listening to this interview with Barbara. You know, what is being a visionary if it's not seeing the kind of vision on a daily basis that calls you into heroic action, that calls you into, you know, breaking through what used to hold you back in the past and really changing the world around you and your life and affecting positive change in the world? Like, that is what it means to be a visionary. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the simple practices, the simple tools and methods that we use inside of our programs and at the boot camp, simply turn you on to your own powerful, natural inner guidance, your own sense of honor, and vision. And when Barbara was saying she has a vision that's calling to her, what's calling to her, how she knows something's calling to her, is a feeling. It's a real feeling that we call honor and, calls you into heroic action in your life. So,
Michael, I'd like to add here that, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
That the vision takes place even in the smallest parts of my life, even in this moment. It's not, it's a big expanse before me, but I have one example that I'd really like to share. My little granddaughter is 2.5 years old, and she falls down a lot because she's so happy and she runs so fast. And I'm with her, and I don't want to be the one to experience the pain of the knees bleeding and the crying. So I found myself saying, don't run, you know, slow down. And right then and there, I know that I'm out of honor. You know, I'm contouring her life. I'm conditioning her not to go full on. And I get it, like, right then and there. And so, like, this just gives me the biggest kick because it happens in the smallest details of life. So my vision says, you know, put pants on her and let her roll. You know, no more bare legs out there. And, Michael, like, that's it. It's in the smallest areas of life as well as, you know, taking a stand and, you know, resigning from my job. And I love the beauty of this because it's everywhere.
Wow. So Barbara, what else, you know, we've got a little bit of time left. What else could you share about, you know, your daily life? What things do you engage in, or, you know, what things help keep that vision alive for you?
I'll tell you this. I want to talk to you about my relationship with my husband because, just because it's what it is. I'm married to someone that I would say when I chose him, he was not my type. I chose him because of the feeling of honor, although I didn't identify it at the time. I felt honor in his presence, and I knew that I was honored by him. Today, we have a phenomenal conscious relationship. I don't think that because I'm married to my husband that I have to stay with him for another day if I don't want to. I choose my husband every single day. I choose to be his wife. I choose to stand by his side. I choose to be his sex partner. I choose to make him happy every single day. And in that in itself creates honor for me. Like, that relationship is so vital and so alive every single day, and I choose it every single day. And I also choose myself every day. Like, I choose to love myself and honor myself every day. And those things just, they seem to be like a vortex of attracting only things like that in my life. So I'm now surrounded where a year and a half ago I was not surrounded. I'm surrounded by people that treat me like my husband treats me, and that, like I treat him. Our life is filled with loving relationships and respect for each other. So I want to tell the story about my husband and his blood pressure, if you don't mind.
Go for it.
No, after I did the Vision Force, while we were away on vacation last January, I've been eating this healthy way, for all of my adult years, and my husband's been on blood pressure medication, been on cholesterol medication, you know, a little round around the middle, but not tremendously out of shape, but, you know, a little round around the middle. So we're on vacation, and, you know, I'm reading the Vision Force type of stuff, and I'm writing on my computer, if you can believe it, while I'm on vacation, and he finally says, I'll do what you tell me to do. What do I have to do to be well? And I told him to cut out all flour products. I don't know where this came from, but this is sort of like what I do. I said, cut out all flour products. And he did. His belly went away. He's no longer on blood pressure medication. He feels great. He looks great. He sounds, well, I don't know. He sounds like me now. When you hear him talk, he's like completely happy. You know, where before he had a fair amount of cynicism going on and misery. And he does not have that at all at this point. Like, he's a happy guy. So I love that story.
Well, Barbara, so, you know, what it sounds like to me, and I think what it is to be a visionary, is to be someone who sees the greatness in other people, speaks to that, and can literally, you know, literally create pathways for people to step into. I mean, really have the kind of influence with people that, far from manipulation or anything like that, but simply, you know, you really have the power to reach people and call them to greatness.
That's true. Today, my boss was, I call it kind of trying to bite me because he's angry that I will be leaving in 2 weeks. And beyond his anger, I could see his sadness. I could feel I could kind of feel his heartbreak at me going away. And, you know, for a minute, Michael, I sat back and I thought, you know, he needs to deal with this, right? And then I thought, no, I need to deal with it. I'm being called powerfully to deal with this with him. And I went into his office and I told him how my heart felt in his presence. I said, I feel a hurt. And I don't know if it's my hurt or your hurt, but based on the way that our relationship has been for the past 2.5 years, I don't, you know, I think that maybe we're feeling some pain at this separation. And not that I wanted to put feelings on what I was feeling on him, but I did truly feel that he was feeling sadness, and the anger was the way that he was masking it. Michael, we got through it. We got through it into a deeper level of relatedness. And, you know, people that are angry or upset or fearful in front of me now appear like opportunities to create honor in our relationship rather than somebody I want to stay away from.
So, Barbara, with a little bit of our time that we have left, could you speak about some of your experience at the boot camp where we did the judgment diagrams and we worked with people around relationships? Maybe speak to some of what you either experienced yourself or what you saw experience that, you know, that made an impact on you.
I saw people transform right before my eyes. I saw them get up there defensive and restricted and tight and really working hard to hold on to their to all of that. And before my eyes, I saw people open up to love in their life, to full-out love in their life. I saw them open up to relationships that had been shut down. And my own personal experience was that I was, you know, sitting there, and, you know, I was able to relate to just about everybody that got up there. And then the thing that I came there to hear happened, and that was when you talked about your mom icing people out. And I was the queen of ice in my life. You hurt me, I just turn away, no big confrontation, and I'm gone. And when I got up there in front of the room and did the healing work or whatever you, what, the transformational work that happened there for me, I don't feel any ice in my life at all anymore. Now I want to move into every relationship. If someone hurts me in my life, that's like I said before about my boss, it's an opportunity to move into more relatedness where before I would go away. So that's what I got out of
that's, you know, that's really not how human beings in today's world really respond to hurt and pain and rejection in relationships. So really, you know, I remember the stories you told of after you left the boot camp and the things that you made happen.
Right.
So, Barbara, maybe you could just tell us now, like, about your vision for the future for yourself. You know, what you feel like, what is that calling for you? Tell us a little bit about how that's evolved over the past several months and what that is.
Right. What I see for myself, first of all, I see myself as a radiantly healthy, vibrantly alive being. And I know that everywhere that I go, that I create that around myself. And so I see, Michael, I see a world of radiantly healthy beings. And I see this planet evolving to the point where there is no poverty, that there is no pain. People are able to stand for themselves. I see that clearly. And it pulls me into my life. So I've created walks. I've created walks with other people. And I haven't gotten very far into sharing the Vision Force work with them on the walks. But what do you
mean by a walk?
I create walks. I gather people together and we walk together as a group. And the metaphor that I'm presencing as we walk is that stepping forward into your life is your choice. You don't have to take that step. You choose to take that step and you choose to move your life forward. And there you take a step into your life, and everything you do, everything I do, everything we do as a group while we walk is stepping into our lives. And what I observe in myself from that ice out thing that I just talked about is that I stopped. I was always stopping in the face of fear, pain, anger, you're upset, my upset. I was stopping all over the place. And now my vision is to enlighten the world or to bring forth into the world the notion of stepping in, always stepping in.
Mm. So you've begun to organize walks there in the Boston area.
Yes,
and get
I have.
People together, and you'll meet like on a Saturday morning, and,
right.
and you'll organize that. And so what do you see for the future of that? I mean, what do you see right now?
I see walks all over the country. I see maybe myself doing a lone walk, a really big alone walk. Inside of me there is a big walk, and the cause for that walk has not occurred to me yet, although it's probably right in front of my face, but I do see that for myself. I see myself calling people in and calling people out of their lives to walk with me. I see this so powerfully, Michael. I see it all over the world. I see people moving in honor for their lives, for the celebration of their lives, and that's what I see.
Wow, it's really inspiring, Barbara, and just, you know, who you are and what you're up to in your life, and, you know, if, you know, as we're closing out here, as I want to keep this call to, you know, under an hour, what would you say to someone who's thinking about attending an upcoming boot camp?
Do it. No compromise. Do it. If you want your life to be the life that you dream of, if anybody that wants that isn't satisfied with any part of their life now, come to the boot camp. Come to the boot camp. I will be there. Yeah.
All right, Barbara. Well, thank you very much for your time tonight. You're really walking a path in your life that shows people what's possible. And it really is possible for each and every one of us, all over the world, children included, to live with vision and live with that feeling of honor. You know, when we say honor, it's just that, you know, when you do something that you're clear was good and it took courage and that, you know, it was like, and you get that, like, really inner sense of burning and that good feeling. You know, that's the feeling of honor that we're talking about. And you really can guide your life by it. And it really brings a profound sense of knowing and guidance for you in your life, especially in these times when there is so much chaos and change and so many questions about what's right for me and what's, you know, what choice should I make and where should I go in my life? You know, and you know, the more I see people stepping forward like you, Barbara, stepping into their life and into honor and into vision, the more I see, I see more and more people, you know, living life full on. You know, you come, you know, like, turn on the TV, it's like, why? You know, I get to create, I get to be interacting with visionaries. I get to call other people forth into their greatness. The more and more I see people just taking on the ways of a visionary in life, the more I see that every child that's born, we look at that in that child's eyes and we see a visionary. And we can only imagine what this child is going to create, what great things they're going to do in their life, who they're going to be. And, you know, I know that every parent, you know, they look at their child and they have hopes and dreams for their child and who they want their child to be or how they want them to be happy. And I just see that as not a hope in the future. It's just expected. Like, that's the kind of world we live in, is where every human being is honored as a visionary. Naturally lives as a visionary and lives in a world full of other visionaries that are taking heroic action in their life to cause positive change. And that's the kind of world that I want to live in, and I think we all want to live in that kind of world. So that's what we're up to here at the Vision Force Academy. That's the kind of work that we're doing at the boot camp, hands-on training for visionaries. It's not It's not like a military-style boot camp, and there's no one telling you what to do and no one bossing you around. It's not like that at all. We honor every human being at the boot camp, and that's really why it's an intense event, and we call it a boot camp, because, you know, it's really simply about facing your own greatness, which can be fearful, and which we tend to look away from. And once you really get your greatness and get yourself as a visionary, it's almost like there's no turning back. It's like, why would I go back to a life where I'm not honoring myself, my values, and my vision, where I'm not being true to myself? It's just like, it's so powerful. So, you know, whether you're someone who's a leader in your field, if you're an executive and you've made a lot of success in whatever area of life that you're in, or with your family, or, you know, no matter what you've achieved in life, how many programs you've done, there's something really unique about the work here that we do at the Vision Force Academy and inside the boot camp, where whoever you are, whatever your vision is and your values are, you simply end up being more powerful in your mission in life, simply more connected to your own values, more deeply connected to yourself and your love for yourself. And the people around you. So, if you have any question about the boot camp, I'm just going to invite you to go and check it out online. You go to wealthwarrior.com/bootcamp. And, if you have any questions about it, if, you want to know more about the boot camp, just contact us either wealthwarrior.com or visionforce.com. So again, I just like to, you know, say thank you to everybody. If you're a Vision Force Academy member listening to this call, you get to go meet Barbara on the forum boards inside the Vision Force Academy. And if you're coming to the next boot camp, you get to meet her there. She'll be there. So will I. And we look forward to seeing you and getting to know you. Thanks, Barbara.
Thank you, Michael.
Good night.
Good night.